Solar Shore Foundation, a sure foundation, a tried soul, a precious cornerstone. He that believeth shall not make haste.
This is the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed, coming to you from Powder Springs, Georgia, USA, reaching the nation of Israel, God's chosen people, the Jews, with the good news of their Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ. Speaking out against anti-Semitism while promoting love for Israel, God's ancient people, the apple of his eye. Believing in what the Holy Scriptures say in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, I will bless them that bless thee. Preaching from God's holy word, the King James Bible. The prophetic truths of the second coming of our Lord. Blowing the trumpet in Zion and warning God's people and the nations about the judgment to come. Exposing apostasy and the developing one world antichrist system. Stay tuned for this hour with the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast. This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed coming to you once again here regarding a very serious, a very controversial subject that we have titled, To Whom Does the Land of Israel Belong? Now, we've been spending these last few weeks on the biblical basis about this question and the biblical answers to this question, because we believe that the Bible, the King James Bible, is our supreme authority. We believe it's the Word of God, and it was preserved to us, and we praise God that we have authority. Without authority, we don't have a leg to stand on. We know what the Bible says. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. So God has preserved His Word. God has kept His Word, and that's why we can trust what it says. And that's why we can base everything that we're supposed to base life upon, on His Word. That's how we know about who God is, by His Word. That's how we know that Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead without any doubt, because the Bible tells us that He did. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Oh my, it don't matter what the books say. If the books contradict the Bible, I'll stand with the Bible. That's God's Word. That's the words out of the mouth of God Almighty. And so, we're preaching about how God promised this land, Israel, to the Jews. He promised it to them. They have no choice other than to do everything humanly possible to protect that land and to repossess the land that it rightfully belongs to them. If the Arab nations would live peaceably with Israel, then God would bless them as a nation. But if they rise up against Israel like they're doing now, why, they're on very, very dangerous ground. That's right. Any nations ever rose up against Israel has paid serious, severe punishment. And then we talked about the boundaries of this land, how that this land starts from the southern border of the river of Egypt, which is the Nile River, and then works its way way up north, and then goes northwest until it reaches the river Euphrates. That's the great river, the river Euphrates. That goes all the way through Iraq. and it covers a large area, a lot more than what they have right now. And then we talked about how God is jealous over that land, how he's jealous over the nation of Israel, and how that God has put his name right there in Jerusalem for his people. So nobody has the right to take over that land other than the people that God has ordained to possess the land. All right, now, this hour, we're going to consider a fourth point about this question. Again, it's all based on what the Bible says. And we just ask you to prayerfully consider what saith the Lord. Stop trying to reason this out in your head. And really, the media is not helping the matter. They're obviously taking sides. They are very biased in many, many ways. And I'm here to tell you that the Bible has the answer. If you want to know what ought to be going on down there in the Middle East, all you have to do is turn to the Bible. And that's right. If you turn to the Word of God, it will settle. It will clear all debate. Because the Bible is our absolute authority. And you can't rise up against the Word of God and be right. And the Bible says, though, we can do nothing against the truth before it. And that's, of course, the words of God. That's the truth. All right, now, this fourth point, as we're going to consider now, is all nations ultimately will bow before Israel, the Jews. Now, I'm going to repeat that once again. All nations will bow before Israel, the Jews. And so, therefore, they might as well just give in, give up, and let God do what he promised to do. Not that God can't do what he promised to do. We know that he will fulfill his promise. But it would be far better if God would not have to deal with those nations and have to perhaps even destroy those nations if they would just give in, give up, and surrender the land that belongs to the Jews. Ultimately, as we're going to read from the Bible, that all the nations of the world, whether they like it or not, are going to bow before Israel. Oh, I know that there's been a lot of, you know, things written about the supremacy of the Jewish race and how the Jews want to conquer the world and all that. You know, that's a bunch of hogwash. That's what that is. That's never been the Jews' intentions. They don't want to do that. But it is God who has ordained this nation to be an example to all nations. And this is a nation that he has raised up to represent his will for the world. Now, according to Isaiah chapter 60, I'm going to read this now, and I want you to pay close attention to what the Bible says. Never mind what other people have said, and throw away all of that anti-Semitism. That's garbage. That has nothing to do with the Word of God. That all that is the devil working through his messengers, angels of darkness, to undermine the plan of God. But God says very clearly what his plan is for Israel. Now I'll begin reading there at Isaiah and chapter 60. This is what the Bible says now. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles, now the Gentiles are all the other nations in the world, I mean all of them, all the Arab nations, all the European nations, even the United States, if we're still around, and Russia, and all the nations, those are the Gentile nations, all right? Now, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Man, won't that be great when one day all the nations of the world will realize who God really is, that the God of the Jews is the God for all the world, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They'll realize that the Lord Jesus Christ is the true Messiah, always was, and that his first coming and his second coming is exactly the way the Bible said it would be. All right, now, and the Bible says in verse 4, lift up thine eyes round about and see all They gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear, and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee. The dromedaries of Midian and Ephrah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. Oh, man, won't that be a wonderful day when all the nations of the world will forsake their false religions, amen, and forsake all of their false teachings and embrace the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and follow the Word of God and receive Christ Jesus as their Messiah, Lord God and Savior. And God will save those nations one day. Oh, what a blessing. What a blessing that's going to be. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaoth shall minister unto thee. There shall come up with acceptance on thine altar. And I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud, and as the doves to their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel. You know who the Holy One of Israel is? The Holy One of Israel is the Messiah. That's right, the Messiah. The Holy One of Israel is the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he hath glorified thee, and the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. All right, when he says unto thee, unto thy walls, it's talking about the Jews, the nation of Israel. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Yes, there have been times that God has had to punish the Jews, and there has been times that he's had to bring judgment upon them for their disobedience as a nation. But there's going to come a time, folks, that Israel is going to be the one who will represent the will of God for all nations. And all nations are going to come, and they're going to do everything to build up Israel. Isn't that amazing? Right now, the nations, for the most part, the nations are trying to knock them down and destroy them and exterminate them. One day, beloved, they're going to come and eat their words, and they're going to build up Israel. That's right. God's going to have them to exalt Israel and build them up, and to magnify this country above all countries. Not necessarily, folks, because they are special of themselves. Nobody's special of themselves. It's only by the grace of God that we are who we are. But it is God who has raised up this people, the Jews, the apple of his eye, the lost sheep of Israel, has raised them up and has constituted to himself a special, peculiar people. I like that, amen? That means God gets all the glory. That's right. You don't have to be jealous of Israel. You don't have to be jealous of the Jews. You don't have to be envious. It is God who has set them up on a hill. And it's God who's going to put them in the limelight over all the nations. Oh, my, my, my. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you who hear this program would realize that and stand for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and stand for Israel, and God will bless. Because the Bible says, I will bless them that bless thee. And so, let me continue reading on here. The Bible tells us in verse 11, therefore thy gates, I'm reading Isaiah chapter 60, verse 11 now, therefore thy gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee, serve Israel, is what he's talking about here, serve thee, Israel, shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. So thou's you, Lebanon, if I was you, Lebanon, I'm speaking specifically to the government of Lebanon. If I was you, I'd listen to what the Bible says. And I'd get with God's program, amen? And I'd start to help Israel, bless Israel, support Israel, and live peaceably with Israel. Because if you don't, God is already saying in His Word, and you can believe what the Bible says, that those nations that rise up against Israel and do not serve Israel, the Bible says those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon, verse 13, shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. Isn't that amazing? And the reason why God wants the Arab nations to be good to Israel is because He wants to use all of those things to build up His sanctuary, to give Him the glory, to elevate Him, to exalt Him above every name, for He is the true and living God. All these other false gods, they're lies. They're not real. That's right, they're not real. But the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, yes, He's the only true and living God. There's only one God, and there's only one Savior. Yes, indeed. Isn't that amazing? Well, that's what the Bible says. Now, the Bible says here that the glory of Lebanon, I'll read that once again, the glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee. Did you hear that? The Palestinian government, did you hear that? The Egyptian government, did you hear that? The Syrian government, did you hear that? The Iraqi government, did you hear that? Saudi Arabian government, did you hear that? That's right. The Bible says that you, whoever you are, that have been guilty of afflicting the nation of Israel, the Bible says there'll come a day that you will come bending unto them. That's right. You'll kneel before Israel, and you'll eat your words, and you'll regret that you've ever risen up against this nation that God has put to be an example to all nations. And so the Bible continues on to say, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee, he's talking about Israel now, I'll make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breasts of kings, and thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior, and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thine exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Can you imagine that? My soul, what a blessing. What a glorious day that will be. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Now, Israel, listen. Listen to the word of God. Listen. There's going to come a day, beloved, that God is going to raise you up. You're hated now. You're despised now. You're rejected now. But one day, God's going to raise you up. You ought to be encouraged by what the Bible says. And I'll tell you what's going to happen. The Bible says in one day, all Israel shall be saved. Why? Because according to the prophecy of Zechariah, they're going to look upon Him whom they have pierced. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. It's wrong to say the Jews killed Christ. We all killed him. We're all guilty of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. We're all guilty for Jesus the Messiah. Died for the sins of the world. He died for the Jews. He died for the Gentiles. We're all guilty. Don't just blame the death of Christ on the Jews. Don't you understand? The majority of the Jews that started after Jesus had started worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ, who do you think they were? They were Jews, primarily the religious leaders of that day. The religious Jewish leaders of that day had rejected Christ. But multitudes upon multitudes of Jewish people received Christ. Nevertheless, it doesn't really matter, because according to Exodus chapter 12, the Bible says regarding the Passover that all the congregation of Israel is to take the lamb and they are to kill the lamb. That means we're all guilty. That means that when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, he was bearing the sins of the world. That's why when he came to John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." Yes. Yes, the Jews did say, the leaders did say, "Let his blood be upon our hands and our children." Well, that has come true. Yes. But if so, it's also come true with any other nation that's risen up against God or his people, the nation of Israel. But one day they're going to all rejoice. They're going to look upon him whom they have pierced. And they're going to realize that all these years, Jesus Christ truly was the Messiah after all. Oh my, isn't that interesting? So let me finish up here in Isaiah chapter 60. And the Bible tells us, in verse 21, "Thy people also shall be all righteous." That's right. They'll repent of their sins. They'll confess and forsake their sins. They'll embrace Jesus Christ, the Messiah, as their Lord and Savior God. And God will forgive them because of the blood he shed for them. He is the atonement. He's always been the atonement. Oh my. Would they receive him now? God will save them. But there'll come a day that all Israel shall be saved. That's right. "They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time." Well, beloved, it's time to finish this portion of the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast, this particular portion of the program. And I would like you to continue to stay tuned and don't change your dial. Stay tuned right now because we have a lot more good things for you to listen to. And we also are giving away free literature and Bibles that we will tell you more about at the end of the program. So if you want to know more about that, we invite you to stick with it for the remaining minutes of this program. Again, we are very grateful that you have listened thus far to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast, and we've been discussing and preaching about to whom does the land of Israel belong. Now, it's very clear to me, and because I believe the Bible, if you believe the Bible, we all will agree, then one thing, that the nation of Israel, the land of Israel, belongs to the Jews. And we'll continue this, God willing, next time. But until next time, I wish you God's very best. I wish most of all that you will receive the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior. After all, he did die for you personally so that you won't have to spend eternity in the lake of fire. That's right. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Amen. And if you confess and forsake, God will have mercy. That's what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs. Now, folks, until next time, I invite you and encourage you to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Not only peace that will rule in that region of the world one day, but the true peace himself, the Son of Righteousness, will sit in the city of David, the city of righteousness, and he'll rule one day. Well, stay tuned as we continue with the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast. Thank you. You have been listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast coming to you from Powder Springs, Georgia, USA. Now, we invite you to continue to stay with us for another 30 minutes of good broadcasting regarding the Jews and the issues pertaining to the nation of Israel and what the Bible has to say about it. If you're interested in this, we know you'll not be disappointed. If you have a love for the Jewish people, or if you even have questions about their existence, oh my, you need to stay tuned and find out what the Bible says about it. But if you must leave, we sure like you to come back next time. But until then, would you please write us and let us know that you've enjoyed this broadcast, or if you have any questions at all, we'll do our very best to answer you. Now, please write us at the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. Once again, that's the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Powdersprings, Georgia, or G.A., 30127 USA. If you're interested in helping keep this program on the air, please send any gifts to this address, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127 USA. We're also accepting King James Bibles in good condition. This helps us to distribute these Bibles throughout the world. There are thousands, tens of thousands of people that are begging us for Bibles throughout the world. And we do our best to send them Bibles, but they're very expensive. So if you would do what you can to help us keep our supply going, we would be very thankful to you. Now, please continue to stay tuned now to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast. Invite your family, your friends, your business associates, anybody that has an interest in the Jewish question as to whether they should exist or not. Now, the Bible has a lot to answer to that, but if you have a love for the Jew, you know what the answer is already. Yes, indeed. They are God's chosen people, the apple of His eye.
Showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all of their hearts. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven, there is no God like thee. salvation shall forth day to day. His wonders and His glory are declared among all people. For great is the Lord in beauty and majesty. Rejoice, rejoice, for the Lord He reigns.
This is Dr. K. Daniel Free once again. During the last half hour of this program here at the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast, we're going to have news and analysis shortly, but I want to read to you some Bible verses, especially some messianic prophecies that I believe will be a blessing to you. In particular, if you have a Bible, I'd like you to turn to the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah chapter 53, in the Tanakh, the Jewish Holy Scriptures. In this great chapter, many of the old times rabbis also concur with me who this chapter is referring to. Now, I'm going to read it, and as I read it, if you are a Jewish person, would you please ask yourself an honest question? Who can this be talking about? Is it somebody that's ever lived upon this earth? Could it have already been fulfilled? I really would like you to answer this question if you are a Jewish person listening to this broadcast, because I believe that this answer to the question will change your life. Now, for those that are not Jewish listening and you do not know the answer to the question, you will find out shortly. Now, this is what the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 53, in the Tanakh, the Old Testament, as is commonly known today. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Now, beloved, when you hear this chapter, one of the greatest messianic chapters in all of the Word of God, you can tell that it is talking about the Messiah. Even the rabbinical authorities of old have stated thus. I quote from Rabbi Elijah Davidus. By the way, he was a famous 16th century rabbi in what was called at that time Palestine. And this is what he said about this chapter. He said the meaning of, quote, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, is that since the Messiah bears our iniquities, which produce the effect of his being bruised, it follows that whoso will not admit that the Messiah thus suffers for our iniquities must endure and suffer for them himself. Unquote. Isn't that amazing? That this rabbi, who was very well respected among the Jewish community, especially in those days, has acknowledged without any doubt whatsoever that this is talking, this chapter, Isaiah 53, is talking about the Messiah, that this is a real person. It's not referring to the Holocaust. It's not referring to Isaiah. He's saying it's referring to the Messiah. And if we do not listen to what the Messiah is saying, if we are not listening to what God is saying about the Messiah, then the Bible says, and even he says, that we will suffer as a result. Now, according to the Zohar, part number 3, and this is 218A, the Amsterdam edition. By the way, the Zohar is also a very famous writing, followed by many of the sages of old. They are the mystical writings. Now, I don't agree with everything the Zohar says, but much of what it says, if not all of what it says about the Messiah, is very accurate. And the Zohar actually means brightness. It's the heart of the Kabbalah, a writing revolved around the movement known as mysticism, which is believed that the oral law and Torah contain supernatural doctrines given to Moses while on Mount Sinai. Moses ben Shemtob was responsible for the production of this work. He is called by many Jewish people the Holy Zohar. So I just gave you an introduction to the Zohar. Again, we're not in agreement with many of the things in it because of its mystical ramifications. We want to stick with the Bible. But if a rabbi says something that's in agreement with the Word of God, then obviously we just say a hearty amen to that. Now, this is what the Zohar says. The Zohar says, quote, when the Holy One, blessed be He, wishes the recovery of the children of the world, He afflicts one righteous person from their midst, and for His sake all are healed. How is this known? It is written, He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities. It goes on to say, and with His stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. Now, this is, I'm quoting now from the Zohar. Again, we find very specifically, distinctly, that the rabbis of old believed with one voice that Isaiah chapter 53 is referring to the Messiah. Sadly to say, in many prayer books today, they skip right over this chapter in their daily readings, and they don't even read it. How sad. Because they are afraid that a Jew is going to listen to this and is going to think that it's referring to the person I'm going to talk about here in a minute. And that person is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, who else can it be? Now, seriously, if you look at this chapter, You're listening to this broadcast. Who else could it be talking about? Who else fits this to a T? What we don't realize, and now you will when I tell you, is that this was written 712 years before Christ was born. That's right, 712 years before Christ was ever born upon this earth. Isn't that quite amazing? Amazing indeed. Now, the chief priests, I'm going to be quoting from the New Covenant, Berit Chadashah, and the book of Matthew here, as some of the fulfillment described in the New Testament or the New Covenant. Now, the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Goes on to say, but Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God, that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said unto him, thou hast said. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, he has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy. What think ye? They answered and said, he is guilty of death. That's Matthew chapter 26, verses 59, 60a, 63 to 64, 65 to 66. Now, Matthew chapter 27, the Bible says, and Jesus stood before the governor. And the governor asked him, saying, art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him, to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. So there you have just some of the fulfillment of this messianic prophecy in Isaiah chapter 53. Folks, this is a great prophecy about Jesus Christ. Now, for some who, if you're Jewish, I realize that the word, the very name Jesus, perhaps is offensive to you. But all it really means, Jesus, is another way, English way of saying Joshua. In the Greek, it's Jesus, and it's a really from Hebraic roots. It simply means God who saves. That's all it means. Jesus means God who saves. Christ, I know, again, that word also is somewhat of a stigma, of a bad connotation, but all that means, Christ simply means Messiah or Mashiach. Now, we're going to consider some news for the last few minutes of the broadcast at this hour, and I want you to consider something. Now, you know, we're really, when you're thinking about the news that's going on in the world, I really believe at this particular time, Israel's just at a brink of war. I mean, I believe they've already been at war. It's not been aggressive. We haven't really seen anything, but I mean, the Israelis are just about had it and fed up with it all. They are really up against the devil himself here, and so we need to really pray for them that war can break out at any time. And now, depending on when this broadcast is being aired, I would say that this has always been a problem throughout the history of Israel. War could break out at any moment. But as I mentioned before, the Arabs always are at war with Israel. In fact, they believe they're in war, that war is in progress right now. But I want to read some articles here, make some comments about some of the things that are going on. First of all, I mentioned this before, but I will repeat it once again, about the biased news media. Now, here's an article I'm going to read, and the title of it is CNN and BBC Insiders to Violence. Now, I may have read this already, but I'm going to read it again just to remember and to remind us that we better be very careful what we're hearing from the news media and get the facts, because the devil's main job, among other things, is to deceive the masses. And he's like an angel of light, and he will deceive. Now, this article says, the blatant prejudice against Israel shown by CNN and BBC in their reporting of events in the Holy Lands is well known. you can predict with certainty that their media coverage will be decidedly slanted in favor of the Arabs. Formal protests against their lack of impartiality by hordes of listeners and even by the State of Israel itself have proven to be of no avail. And I'll just kind of ease on in there a little bit on that. And that they have made some improvement, but not anything to be jumping up and down about. One can even detect patent anti-Semitic overtones in their selection and discussion of subjects they choose concerning Israel. Of course, CNN will be quick to point out that some leading members of their broadcasting teams are themselves Jews, to wit, Larry King, Wolf Blitzer, and Jonathan Mann. Unfortunately, there are Jews who will not forego their prestigious positions because their employer is an Israel basher. The U.S. State Department and the kind of Jews with whom, you know, most of the government surrounds itself with are prime examples of this phenomenon. Apparently, the device of hiring token Jews to cover up for their pernicious policies of discrimination works as they pound away at Israel and its Jewish population. Now, Hanan Aswathi, Arafat's spokeswoman, is a favorite of CNN and BBC. She is notoriously biased and is always used by them to justify Arab-Palestinian positions, no matter how illogical and difficult such torturous justifications may be. On the other hand, they choose to select to speak on behalf of Israel only those from the Israeli secular, anti-nationalist left, who always turn out to be predominant proponents of the Abelian Peres Oslo minority viewpoint. CNN and BBC always refer to the Temple Mount only as an Arab holy place and call it by the name the Arabs have given it. The facts are that the ancient Jewish temples were located on that Temple Mount long before there was a Muslim religion or an Arab people. Both, in effect, deny the historical fact that this biblical site is considered by Jews as their holiest religious site. Moreover, both CNN and BBC choose to ignore the fact that in Judaism, the Temple Mount has been a holy place for Jews for thousands of years. What can be done about these powerful media giants who are some of the major sources of conveying the news in the Middle East? They are working against the continued existence of Israel in a blatant and formidable manner. They show no mercy nor shame in their distortions of the news from the Middle East and code it with an authenticity that it does not have. Well, folks, how true that is. And so, beloved, I just have to say a hearty agreement with that. Every time I pick up some news item by the secular press, they are always, for the most part now, one-sided and slanted. What happens when it's one-sided and slanted? Anti-Semitism begins to raise its ugly head once again worldwide.
Keep his covenant and show his mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all of their hearts. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven. There is no God like thee in the earth. O Lord God of
If after hearing this broadcast, God Almighty has convicted your heart of sin, then repent, that is, be willing to confess and forsake your sinfulness and wicked way, while acknowledging your transgressions against the Holy God, with sorrow and a broken heart for being an unworthy sinner, deserving eternal judgment in hell fire. Receive Christ, the Messiah's forgiveness, which was bought for you by his own blood, and call upon him to be your only Lord, God, and Savior. If you've asked by faith, believing, then God has given you eternal life according to His Word. And now you should know for sure that your sins are forgiven and that you are gloriously saved and born again. Please write us and let us know of the good news about your salvation. Let us know if you are Jewish or from some other ethnic group. You have been listening to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast with Dr. K. Daniel Freed. The Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast is supported by freewill offerings. If you would like to help keep this program on the air, please send your freewill donation to the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. Once again, that's the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. The Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast is responsible for sending out thousands of Bibles and biblical literature free of charge throughout the world. If you are a Jewish person and would like to receive a free Hebrew English New Covenant, also known as the New Testament, please request a copy. Other languages may also be available. We will also send you a free copy of our very popular booklet, Prophecy Unveiled. Again, if you are Jewish, please be encouraged to ask for this terrific booklet. This booklet is about Jewish prophecy. It has intrigued readers for thousands of years and is now at your fingertips. What do rabbis of old, historians, and religious commentators have to say about the subject? See for yourself and answer the age-old question, is prophecy unveiled? If you're not Jewish and desire to receive a Bible in English, please write to the Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127, USA. That's Hope of Israel Baptist Broadcast, P.O. Box 911, Powder Springs, or P-O-W-D-E-R-S-P-R-I-N-G-S, Georgia, or G-A, 30127, USA. You are invited to visit our website at hopeofisrael.net. Again, our website address is hopeofisrael.net, or hopeofisrael.net. Please email or write us letting us know you're listening to our broadcast. This will be a great encouragement to us and will help us to know where the broadcast is being received around the world. Donations and King James Bibles are being accepted, enabling us to distribute Bibles and gospel literature worldwide. Please send only King James Bibles in good condition. This is Dr. K. Daniel Freed, wishing you God's richest blessings upon your life. And my earnest prayer is that you will be drawn closer to the Savior. Please remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Until our next broadcast, tune in again on this day at this same time for the Hope of Israel Baptist broadcast.